The Eastern Michigan University Student Center typically closes at 1 o'clock in the morning. And last night, we hit closing time, and there were a group of about 70 students who decided not to leave. Call it a sit-in, if you will. Why? Well, we're going to find out more. I'm joined now by the Executive Director of Media Relations for Eastern Michigan University. Jeff Larkham is here, and by all accounts, a very peaceful sit-in.
Yes, it was a peaceful sit-in, and the students left the student center at about 6 a.m. this morning as the building opened.
Well, this obviously, or I assume, stemmed from an incident earlier this week and when yet another incident of racially offensive graffiti was discovered on an exterior wall of Ford Hall on campus.
Yes, the students were clearly expressing their concerns over the racist vandalism that's happened, the three incidents that have been reported. And this was, they were demonstrating their concern by staging this, what was a peaceful sit-in that lasted indeed throughout the night and until 6 this morning when they all left the building peacefully.
Now, I know you got there shortly before they departed, but during the course of the morning, was there conversation, was there an educational component?
I'm not aware of any educational component. I think they were clearly demonstrating their sentiments and their concern and their desire to be heard as loudly as possible regarding their concern over these incidents. Indeed, it was peaceful, and one of the overriding things in any incident, of course, is preserving the safety and security of the students and everybody involved on campus. That said, the students are subject to student code regulations that govern the university, and they were on university property. They were in the building after its closure.
There still
and
seems
they were
to
made
be
aware
some
of those circumstances.
There certainly seems to be some understanding on the part of EMU administration and the Department of Public Safety that these voices are indeed important and the conversations need to take place. So is there going to be punitive action against involved students?
I don't know how that's going to play out. They were made aware that if you're in the building after its closure, that's trespassing, essentially. But I don't know how that will play out. It's important to understand that there are rules that govern the university. That said, the university strongly shares the concerns of the students who were protesting and all black students and the whole community in condemning these racist incidents and, more importantly, actively investigating them.
But this is part of an ongoing dialogue. There's going to be a rally outside of Ford Hall where the latest graffiti incident took place at 11 o'clock this morning. There's going to be a teach-in on November 14th as put forth by the EMU Faculty Senate. EMU administration and President Jim Smith also said that there would be a campus forum scheduled for later this week when that racist graffiti was discovered on Monday. So have we determined a day, time, and place for that?
I'm not aware of that. As President Smith says, it will be announced. And it's important to understand that embracing diversity and inclusion are hallmarks of Eastern Michigan University. And these events indeed are emblematic of that aspect. Going forward, there will continue to be, including today's vigil at Ford Hall, active dialogue, active discussions, and of course the active investigations. But this is indeed a hallmark of Eastern Michigan University in having these discussions and being welcoming.
And getting to that investigative part of the discussion, a $10,000 reward is in place for information that leads to an arrest and conviction for those responsible for the graffiti that was found here at King Hall, where WEMU is located, for the most recent one at Ford Hall, and one other incident that happened in late September. And has that resulted in any leads that might get us to a place of conclusion?
I can't speak specifically to exact leads, but the police are confident that the reward will be helpful in this case, and there have been tips and discussions, and those will continue. And I think the police are confident that something will be found out within the future.
And again, there is a rally scheduled for 11 o'clock today. That's 11 o'clock this morning outside of Ford Hall. And once again, will there be security on hand? I'm expecting a peaceable protest, a peaceable rally, and a good conversation and dialogue. But what is Eastern's stance on being prepared?
Well, the governing value is just to ensure the safety and security of everybody involved. So the key word would be monitoring. But in no way do you want to ever interfere with these efforts or hinder the ability of people to speak out in issues of concern to them in a peaceful way. Again, Eastern Michigan University stands with the students in their concerns over these incidents and is personally, from the president on down, upset by them. An interesting announcement yesterday was the president's Commission on Inclusion and Diversity, which is going to be an important campus-wide effort composed of faculty, staff, students, and the like, to really further examine these issues going forward and make sure that this dialogue is a sort of defining aspect of campus. This was announced in a message to campus yesterday afternoon.
Indeed, and it will be an appointed committee, but as I understand it, administration will accept nominations from the campus community.
That's important to understand the sort of sentiments and the people who really want to be involved here, and yes.
That is Jeff Larkham, Executive Director of Media Relations. Once again, you're listening to Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU.